I pray, but I am lost. Am I just praying to silence? I can't take credit for these words. They're not mine. They're not even from Scripture. But I'm sure that at least a few of you will have heard them before. They featured prominently in the trailer campaign for Silence, Martin Scorsese's 2016 film adaptation of Shusaku Endo's novel of the same name. The book is set in 17th century Japan at the height of the Christian persecutions. And Silence focuses on two Portuguese Jesuits who face oppression and torture. And it leads them to question their faith, their vocation, and their God. I pray, but I am lost. Am I just praying to silence? These words are not present in our service, but they still resonate very, very strongly with what happens in today's gospel. For the third time, in just a little over a month, the gospel tells us that God spoke from heaven and declared, "Jesus is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased." We heard it last week at the Transfiguration, and we have heard this exact story of his baptism twice since January. Jesus is baptized, the heavens are torn open, a dove descends, and a voice booms. I can only imagine that moment when Jesus is coming out of the water. He must have felt so seen. God has affirmed Jesus' identity. God has affirmed God's love for Jesus. And then the fullness of the Trinity, complete with the Holy Spirit as a dove, has converged into this very moment. Can you even imagine being that surrounded by God and God's love? Pray, but I am lost. Am I just praying to silence? And then in a blink of an eye, that perfect moment is over. And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness, or more accurately, the Spirit cast him out. It is the same word that is used when Jesus casts out demons. God's Spirit, who just a moment before was present in its fullness with God's voice, casts Jesus from this divine embrace. Or as one Bible scholar has put it, Jesus is hurled into the wilderness. I pray, but I am lost. Am I just praying to silence? Now, when we talk about wilderness in the Bible, it's not camping. It's not something, not a place someone goes for fun or recreation. It is a place of desolation. It is a place of isolation. It's a place where the demons live. It's a place of suffering, and it's a place of loneliness. And it's where Jesus finds himself, cast out by God for 40 days to be tempted by Satan. And in this moment, Jesus finds himself alone, isolated from his family and friends, and undoubtedly after the early feeling of intense closeness to God, feeling God's absence. And feeling disconnected. Have you ever felt the absence of God? I know I have. Many times in my life. And it's especially acute when it comes after feeling intense closeness to God. It made me doubt and question. neither of which are bad, but they're not particularly comfortable either. And so I pray, but I am lost. Am I just praying to silence? This is a question for all of us, Jesus included, about whether God is real. Does God answer prayers? And does God even care about our suffering? And maybe most importantly, where is God right now? Early in her life, Mother Teresa is said to have frequently heard the voice of God. But that voice went silent during the last 50 or more years of her life. But even though she stopped hearing the voice of God, Mother Teresa went on to found the Missionaries of Charity and spent the rest of her life serving the most poor and marginalized in India. While no longer hearing the voice of God, she never stopped looking and listening for it. And she declared that each person she served was Jesus in disguise. Looking and listening for God. Those seem like some pretty good disciplines for Lent. Near the end of the movie Silence, we are reminded that God is in our midst, whether we see it or not, whether we even like it or not. After much suffering, the main character declares, "Even if God had been silent, my life to this very day, everything I do, everything I've done, speaks of God." I want you to look around this space. Look at each other. Each and every one of you reflects the mystery of God's deep and abiding love. And at times, God may seem absent. God's voice may seem silent. But we, each of us, still have the ability to speak to one another with words and with actions. Without knowing it, we may be Christ for one who cannot hear God in any other way. And while I very, very much believe that God continues to speak to us, I think that we have a responsibility as well. As the body of Christ, our lives are a testament to the living God. We are all, each of us, Jesus's in disguise. We are given the gift and the task to be the feet and the hands of Jesus in the world, to care and be cared for, to free and be freed from all that binds us, and to guide the world and to be guided into the way of peace. Jesus was tempted for 40 days in the desert. And then, even though he was alone, his very life, his actions, his words, they all point to God's love. Do we dare to believe that our lives can do the same?